It's important, again, just to stress that, you know, we do get the community voice in this. A lot of it is to do not only with the business sector and with the public sector, but also the community development sector has a role in this in terms of their the shaping of their own places, be that rural or urban.
And I suppose the more people that make submissions, and groups I presume too can make submissions,
yes,
the more reflective it is of the population of the county. And that's really the aim, I presume.
Absolutely. The main aim of the consultation process that has now been extended to the 1st of September is to get as much input as possible. And we encourage and would welcome as much input as possible from any interested party, be it an individual or a group.
And in what format does the submission have to be? You know, because maybe people might be scared off and say, well, I've got this idea, but I don't necessarily know how to correctly word it. At what level do people need to be making contributions?
Well, they can make the contributions by email or in writing. It has to be in writing either which way, Greg, to allow us to have full cognizance of it through the report process. But the language in it isn't really important. It's important is getting the issues down as people see it themselves, and then we can relate that back to the elected members and their consideration.